Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Chicago, Illinois. Dylan gazed up from beneath his hat brim at the floor number lights above the stainless steel doors. The elevator climbed. He watched the digital floor numbers click higher, feeling the upward push of the carpet beneath his feet. Here we go. He wore black-rimmed drugstore glasses with dark-tinted lenses, a tangle of wild blonde hair bushed up under his hat brim covering his ears. He looked anonymous enough, easily unnoticed, he liked to call it, yet the get-up put him in mind of some kind of street performer. Outside, a dusting of light snow had blown through the city overnight. Wind off the lake pulled the temperature down into the low 30s. Cold, but not unusually so for this time of year. Dylan remembered the brutal winters he'd survived here years ago. In front of him, an elderly woman stood only inches from the closed elevator doors. She wore a heavy coat and a dark green feathered hat. She stared at the doors as if waiting for instructions. Two rolls of wrapping paper stood up from a shopping bag in her gloved hand. He watched the woman step out and walk away as the doors closed behind her. Alone now, he stared at the closed doors himself, holding gloved hands in the pockets of a black down-filled hooded jacket. He knew a security camera lay somewhere in the grillwork overhead, but it wasn't working this morning. Not this morning. He got off at the top floor, started walking. At the end of a hallway, he looked down at a small, unoccupied desk where a morning paper lay spread open beside a half cup of coffee. He removed a gloved hand from his left pocket and opened the unlocked door. He stepped inside the penthouse suite and closed the door behind him. Then he moved quietly across the carpet, pulling a silenced .22 caliber pistol from inside his coat. He seated himself in a high-backed chair and listened. An elderly man in a white terry cloth robe walked into the room barefoot. The man crossed the carpet without seeing him and bent over a glass-topped coffee table. He picked up a silver six-tube cigar case and a small aluminum emergency medicine container from atop the tinted glass. He straightened, opened the cigar case, and started to drop the medicine container into his robe pocket. But he froze when his eyes went to the figure standing up quietly from the chair 12 feet away. A streak of surprise and outrage came over his face, but only for a second. It went away as a cool hardness set in. The man recollected himself and started to put his hand and medicine container down into his robe pocket.
Lay them on the table.
Before doing as told, the man gestured toward the cigar case in his hand. With a nod from Dylan, he took out a cigar, snapped the case shut, and pitched it into a small catch-all tray sitting atop the table. He pitched the medicine container down on the tray with the cigar case.
How did you get in?
His stare turned to cold gray granite. Dylan only stared back at him. The man glanced away toward the front door, then back. He shook his head as revelation set in.
Figures. After all the money I pay that son of a bitch. What are you in that getup, some kind of street clown?
He eyed the hat, the large black-rimmed glasses, the curly hair.
You look like Harpo Marx, for God's sake. That's a rug you're wearing, right? Jesus, I hope it is. All you need's a handful of balloons.
Letting the man work his situation out in his mind, Dylan only continued to stare. Some quiet doctor here to deliver bad news.
Is my son behind this?
The man stuck the fresh cigar between his teeth. Dylan still gave no reply. Supposedly the room had been swept for sound and video surveillance, but you never knew. He stepped slowly over to the man, gun aimed and ready. Reaching down into the man's bathrobe pocket, he pulled up a small, shiny pistol and held it on his palm for the man to see.
That? I carried that for years. I can't even tell you if it's loaded.
Dylan put the pistol in his coat pocket. He stepped back and motioned his gun barrel toward the sofa.
Yeah, what about money? Will cash do me any good?
The man stepped around the coffee table and sat down.
I can lay $100,000 in your hand this minute. You can walk out of here.
Here came the negotiations. Dylan watched him take the unlit cigar from his mouth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?